This is Dr. Masood Shah dictating. Patient's name is Mary Lutz, L-U-T-Z, Mary, M-A-R-Y. Date of birth is 3/9/1942. Date of service is 4/6/2022. Miss Lutz is seen in her room today. She was recently having episodes of questionable shaking. She was sent to the emergency room where she was diagnosed with a UTI. She was subsequently sent back. Currently, she's laying in her bed having her dinner. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She states that she's feeling well. She states that she wants to go home. She denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any abdominal pain, denies any nausea or vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no other complaints. On examination, jawline appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression. Number one, UTI. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, history of congestive heart failure. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, dementia. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about her symptoms. We'll continue her on her antibiotic. Continue other medications. Encourage her to eat better, drink enough fluids. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Stephen Ridal, R-I-D-A-L, Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N. Date of birth is 12/29/1941. Date of service is 4/6/2022. Mr. Ridal is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He said that he's doing well. He said that he's getting some therapy. In his room, he still has the blister on his heel. He denies any complaints of any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. No other complaints. He said that he's been eating well, has been working with therapy, wants to get better. No other complaints. On examination, jawline appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal swelling, both lower extremities. Blister, right heel, is present. Impression. Number one, lower extremity weakness. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, peripheral neuropathy. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, history of alcohol abuse. Next, DJD. Next, GERD. Treatment plan. Discuss with patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing well and has been stable. Will continue current medication. Have encouraged him to participate with therapy. Continue current medications. Keep his heel elevated. Keep a pillow under it. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Scott, S-C-O-T-T, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 7/5/1957. Date of service is 4/6/2022. Mr. Riddle? He's seen in his room today. He was admitted back from the hospital. He was sent to the hospital because of wound dehiscence, looking infected. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Patient with history of right below knee amputation. He also has history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, status post CABG, atrial flutter, on Eliquis, and status post below knee amputation. Patient had wound vac placed, wound was debrided. His renal function was also slightly worse. Patient was continuing with wet to dry dressing changes. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge. At the present time, he said that he's feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. He denies any pain, no other complaints. For details of past medical history, past surgical history, social history, medications, see previous HMP. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, or else no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. No edema. Status post right below knee amputation. Impression, number one, right below knee amputation is status post wound dehiscence. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, coronary artery disease, status post CABG. Next, history of aortic valvuloplasty. Next, atrial flutter. Next. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, consult wound care, continue the dressing changes as recommended, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is James Costello, C-O-S-T-E-L-L-O, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 2/24/1941. Date of service is 4/6/2022. Mr. Costello is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He states that he is doing better. He does still feel some weak, not back to his baseline. He has been working with therapy. He denies any complaints of chest pain, he denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, he denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities with dressing in place, no edema. Impression, number one, status post left transmetatarsal amputation, secondary to osteomyelitis, next chronic systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure, next chronic anemia, next coronary artery disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next atrial fibrillation, next diabetes mellitus, next DJD treatment plan. Discuss with the patient about his symptoms. He seems to be doing better, has been improving. He's seen his podiatrist. He's getting ready to be discharged. While his prescription was signed, he'll follow up with me in 2 weeks' time. He'll continue other medications, follow up with the podiatrist also. Call office if he has any other symptoms. We'll monitor his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.